This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. What does that say to you? What does that verse say to you? As a Christian, walking in obedience to God's Word, you walk up to a hospital room, and a man is laying there and he's comatose. It's too far gone for him to repent. So who can repent for him? Who can? You can, if you believe the Word. That's almost more than you can grasp, isn't it? That he put that kind of power on us. The thing about it is, when we as Christians get together to pray over somebody, we know that sin brings forth death. So if two or three or four of us get together to pray over someone, technically speaking, what is the first thing we should do? We should quote this verse in John 20 and say, Lord, we forgive their sins. Since Christ is in us, and you sent us to do the same thing that you did, and you forgave their sins. You said you were a son of God. You had power on earth to forgive sins. Now then, you told us to die to self and let you live through us. So, Father, we forgive their sins because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. So we forgive their sins. You said they're forgiven. Is that what that said? So if we forgive their sins and then pray the prayer of faith over them, the chances are a whole lot better that person's going to get well. Then you should ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit to begin to convict that person, bring that person into a walk with God. Because if that person was out of a walk with God and you get their sins remitted and you get them healed, and they don't understand what brought them there in the first place, they're going to be right back in that place again in a short period of time. But if you'll teach them that sin is what brings forth sickness and disease, and they have to start serving God. That's just like I was talking to a lady, and she says, I have migraine headaches. I said, okay, let me ask you the first question. Are you married? Yes. I said, does your husband serve God? She said, well, not really. I said, do you go to church? Not very much. I said, let me tell you why you've got a headache. Are you a Christian? She said, well, yes, I am a Christian. Now then, if you are a Christian and you're not going to church, is there a scripture in the Word of God where the King told us to go to church? Huh? Absolutely. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together on a regular basis as the manner of some are. So are Christians supposed to be in church regularly? Are they supposed to be gathering together with other believers and learning and worshiping and praising God? Yes. Now what if we don't do that? If we don't come to church, we don't open the Word of God every day, which this woman said she didn't. If she's not opening the Word, she's not worshiping God, then whose world is she walking in? God's or the devil's? The devil's, of course. And the devil, what does the devil come to do? That's pretty clear, isn't it, Michael? Steal, kill, and to destroy. Does migraine headache sound a little bit like stealing, killing, and destroying? It does. So, if it's doing that to you, then don't you think that if we were to repent and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to please you. Do you think that pleases the King? Then you say, Lord, I'm going to get into your Word and I'm going to diligently seek who you are in the Word and I'm going to worship and praise you. Now then, Lord, by faith, I am pleasing you because I'm in your Word and I am diligently seeking you. Now, does that make the King happy? Yes, it does. And he said, if you will live in me, if my words abide in you, and you abide in me, then you can ask me what? Anything you want to, and I will do it for you. John 15:7. If John 15:7 makes that statement to you, then don't you think as Christians we ought to become obedient to the Word, dwell in the Word? And if we will dwell in the Word and He dwells in you, then He says, you can come and ask me for anything and I'll do it. So when you ask Him for something, don't limit yourself to little things. Ask Him for whatever you need. Whatever you need. I mean, in the course of the day, whatever your needs are. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, ladies, or men, some of you, men and women, buy groceries. When you go to the grocery store, walk in and say, Lord, I'm asking you to guide me today to the right areas where everything will be the right prices, where I get the most for my dollar. Yeah, I'm asking you to do that in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, thank you. It's done. And somebody, you walk in and say, what are you going to shop for today? They said, I'm led by the Holy Ghost. The Lord's going to guide me down these roads, and I'm going to find exactly what I want in Jesus' name. In fact, the other day I walked into a brand new, or not a brand new one, but it was a store brand new to me, and I needed to get some matzah and some grape juice for the communion that Sunday. And this store I had never been in. The one across the corner that I'd already bought it from, I knew where everything was in that store, but they closed. So this other one, I didn't know where it was. So I went in that morning, I said, Lord, I don't have any idea where the grape juice and the matzah is. But I said, Lord, will you show me? I said, thank you. I walked in and walked up to the first person. I said, where's the matzah? They said, what? I said, the matzah. They said, what is that? I said, that's okay. And I walked off. I said, could you tell me where the matzah is? What? I said, the matzah. What is it? I said, it's a type of bread. Oh, the breads are over here. Something all of a sudden my spirit says, no, it's not over there. I said, okay, thank you, ma'am. And I turned and I started down the aisle and I said, Lord, you're going to have to leave me. These people don't know where it's at, but you know where it is. So I started down the aisle. Something said, turn down this aisle and walk down. There's the grape juice. I said, oh, good. And I walked right around the other side and there's the matzah. I said, great. I got everything and I come to church and made it right on time. You should learn to ask the Lord for everything. Nothing's too little or nothing's too big for the King, right? Did He say we're supposed to do everything in prayer with thanksgiving? Well, don't you think if you really want to walk in these places and see God do all these wonderful things, you need to make Him happy. And if you make Him happy, what did He say He'd do for you? Oh, don't you love that, Sharon? You do, don't you? You do, I do, and all of you out there. Well, now see, if we will do what the Lord says and we'll walk in faith, the things He's promised us is beyond our wildest dreams as human beings. You've got to stop thinking like a man. And you've got to start thinking like God. And you've got to start talking like God. Now, how are you going to talk like God if you don't have the Word in your heart? You can't. If you never open the Word of God, and all you do is live in the world. I mean, you may watch. I had a man call me the other day, and he said, you know, I've been listening to your stuff. And he said, I have made a decision. The very minute that I've realized that we're spending more time watching that secular television than we are listening to the Word of God, he said, them television sets is going out the door in my house. I thought, wow, he's getting a hold of it. You know how much time you should spend watching secular television? Zip. Zero. That's exactly right. Zip. Because there's not anything on there that really glorifies God. Nothing. I don't care what it is. You know, nothing. And the same way with most of your computers, you got to be careful what you look at on your computers. I mean, they got this junk that'll just pull in on your computer if you're not careful. I mean, you have to be so careful. But you can use all that stuff for the glory of God. You know, we use our computers for people to order stuff. You know, so we use computers. And we get emails and we get prayer requests and we pray for people. And we do all kinds of wonderful things with a computer. Do we use televisions for anything? Oh, yeah. We use them to view our DVDs and all kinds of stuff. You can use them for the glory of God. But if you're going to use them to listen to soap operas or some of these stupid programs that are on there today, I mean, if that's all you're going to feed into yourself, then I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be pleasing God. And when you come and ask Him for something, He's not going to answer your prayer. You know, you need to repent and put Him first. It's kind of like a man and a woman that are married. If the man don't ever come home to spend time with his wife, he don't get very much from his wife. If he wants her to do something for him, and he doesn't ever talk to her, doesn't ever tell her he loves her, or none of those kind of things, or vice versa, you know, vice versa. If you do it like God says, and you're loving each other like you're supposed to, then your mate will do anything you ask them to do for you. There's no problem. But the same way with God. If you're doing everything God told you to do, you're loving Him, praising Him, worshiping Him, telling Him how much you love Him, how much you thank Him, you're in His Word, you're reading His Word, talking to Him on a regular basis, then He says, just come and ask me for anything and I'll do it. I like that, don't you? Come and ask me for anything and I'll do it. Well, let me tell you, when you come up on one of them things like I did 4 years ago with Caitlin and Kelly, I needed a God that could do something. And He showed up for me. And now then when Caitlin goes out there and takes Grandma and runs her a half a mile to the mailbox and runs her back a half a mile, I love to serve a God that can do that, don't you? And I'm grateful for Him. Father, we thank You for this evening. We thank You for this word that's in Your word about faith and what it will do. And literally, Lord, You have given us no limitations as Your children if we're willing to walk in obedience to Your word. You said we can have whatever we say. You said if we'll live and abide in You, we don't even have to die. Whew, Lord, we'll have to think about that for a while. That's awesome. But Lord, we thank You and praise You. You wrote all these promises in here. But Lord, there's many more. That's just a start. Thank You, Father, for Your word. Reveal it to us so we can walk holy before You. And we can do such great and wonderful and powerful and awesome things that everybody will know that we serve a living God. Thank You, Lord, for living through us and doing all these mighty miracles and healings and things You do so that others may know that You live. Thank You for this day. Bless everybody here this week as they go and do something for You this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.